would later become a Srila Sanatana Goswami, took advantage of his brother's personal money, which had been deposited with a village banker, and escaped from the prison of Hussein Shah. In this way, both brothers joined Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupa Goswami first met Lord Chaitanya at Prayag, Allahabad, India, and on the Dashakshamedhavedinka of that holy city. The Lord instructed him continually.
Sometimes it is called that Sanatana Goswami paid the money in black money. Yes, actually he paid. When the Hussein Shah Nawab imprisoned him, he was minister, the superintendent of jail. He was working under him, he was minister. So, the Sanatana Goswami requested him that I had done so many times your benefit, so you do me one benefit, you let me go. Let me go. I'll give you the I've seen this. That's not good. So I'm going to be a peer because the Muslims, they respect very much the peer. So actually he was going to be peer. They renounce the family life and become Muslim. So I am sacrificing my life for God. And you just help me in this service. Not only that, you get some material profit also. I have got this. First of all, you offered 5,000. 5,000 gold medals. But when he was not very happy, and then he offered 10,000. In this way it was settled. And the superintendent of jail let him go. And he inquired from Sanatana Goswami, what I shall explain to the Nawab when he asked me explanation, call for explanation. Here then. So he gave him a trick that formerly people used to evacuate on the field. So he was in prison, so he wanted to evacuate the field, and the superintendent jail was accompanying him. In this way, he fabricated a story, and he told that when he was evacuating, immediately he jumped over the river. And the river's waves were so strong, he was carried away, I could not find. So in this way, Sanatana Goswami escaped after driving. But the question is, whether this kind of black marketing, driving is required for spiritual life. So the answer is that everything is required, provided you can satisfy Krishna. This is the principle. In according to time, circumstances, the dealing, just like Arjuna, in the battlefield, they are fighting, and Krishna is advising Yudhishthira that he go and tell Dronacharya that your son Ashwatthama is dead. Krishna is advising to speak lies. And Yudhishthira hesitated. How can I speak lie? I never spoke lie in my life. So, the idea is that our dealings in the ordinary, when there is fighting, in fighting they take all means, all propaganda, all means, you know that, fighting. plan any way how to own victory. Although there are so many international laws, and they don't care for it. They say bombing. Bombing, sometimes the opposite party, they keep soldiers and the Red Cross. Oh. Because Red Cross is not bombed according to international. But they get information and the bombers. These are conquests. That's like in India, the Hindu Muslim find the Muslims are keeping weapons within mosque. You know that. Everyone knows. So there are so many international laws of the fighting, but when there is necessity, they neglect all international law and they take advantage. I have heard from a very reliable officer, Mr. MacPherson, in Allahabad. He was my... At that time I was keeping a drug shop, so he was my customer. And when he was coming, he was talking with me, many past stories of the war. So, once he narrated, he was also one of the commanders, that the first Marshall Force was in the Second World War or First? I think First World War.
First Expedition War.
Marshall Force. He was in charge of the French center. So, the Belgium, there are many refugees from Belgium, mostly women and children. So they came to France, and in charge was Mr. Marcel Foch. So this Mr. MacPherson, he told me that we are officers, he informed that so many refugees have come from Belgium. What to do? The Marcel Foch became very angry. He said, he became very jealous. What can I do in this battle phase? So it was ordered that they should be killed. So actually it so happened that all these women and children, they were assembled together and four guns from four sides were blown. Their own allies, not allies, what is called? Allies. So these things take place in war. Sometimes. There is no international law, no humanitarian. Everything goes on. And similarly, the point is that as people act, hooks and crooks, everything, for satisfying their senses, gaining some material profit. Similarly, it need be, everything can be accepted for Krishna sense. Everything can be accepted. Otherwise, how Sanatana Goswami is writing? How Krishna is advising Yudhishthira to speak lies? There is a verse. Manimitya kritam papam punnayiva kalpata. Sometimes it appears that this is sinful act, but if it is done for Krishna, the our bhakti is anupulyena Krishna anusilo. We have to satisfy Krishna. Krishna is asking me to tell lies. Yes, that is bhakti. If I consider I have never spoken lies in my life, how can I speak lies? That is bhakti. Because it is pratikul against the desire of Krishna. Common people cannot understand this. They will be sad at why one candle is not burning. They think, Krishna is teaching Yudhishthira is such a nice man, he's a religious person, and is teaching him to speak lies. Abhijananti mamamurha avanasitani mo. If sometimes one thinks like that, he begins murha. When Karna was repairing the wheel of his chariot, Krishna asked Arjuna to kill him. Karna protested, Arjuna, what you are doing? I am not in fighting now. So Krishna said, no, this is the time, otherwise he will not be able to kill him. This is the time. This is the opportunity to kill him. Because Karna was greater hero than Arjuna. Dhrumacharya, Bhishma, that is explained by Parikshit Maharaj, when the battlefield appeared this time, the ocean, and there were big, big crocodiles, animals, like Dhrumacharya, Bhishma, Karna, but by the grace of Krishna, my grandfather was able to kill them. Arjuna was not so strong that he could kill Bhishma, Dronacharya, Karna, they are better heroes. These things are there. There are many instances. Krishna gopis. At dead of night, when Krishna's fleet was there, they left their husband, left their father, left their brother, children, everything and everything. Now, according to Vedic system, young girls, young women, leaving the protection of father, brother, or superiors and going in the forest for another boy. Oh, it is very sinful. Socially, it is sinful. And Krishna instructed them, what you have done? To go back immediately. And they begin to cry. That description is there. So, now, from the social point of view, this is sin. This is sin when the gopis went to Krishna. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj was standing without any protest, and his father is being killed. Now, can any sane man see that his father is being killed and is standing silent without any protest? And Bali Maharaj, he rejected his spiritual master. When Sukracharya said that don't promise, he is Vishnu. He takes everything up. Don't promise anything. Bali Maharaj said, he is Vishnu. And you are asking me not to promise to him? Oh, I don't want such spiritual master. I reject it. To reject spiritual master is a great thing. So these are from the social point of view, from religious point of view, these are irreligious, sinful activities to reject one's spiritual master, to see one's father being killed in one's presence. One woman is going to another boy at dead of night, superficially, there's simple activity. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends, Ramya Kajinta Upasana Bhajavadhu Bhajavadhija Kalpita. There is no upasana method of worship as it was conceived by the gopis in first class. So, the point is that superficially it may appear sometimes against the social and religious rules and regulations. But if it is done for Krishna, anukulya, bhakti means anukulya Krishna. Krishna should be satisfied. That is it. It doesn't matter. Krishna should be satisfied. Just like Krishna pretended that he was sick and many physicians came. He said, no physician cured me. If some devotee gives me the dust of his feet on my head, then I can be cured. So all devotees are asked, what is the benefit? on the head of Krishna. How is this possible? Huh? Nobody prepared. Then Krishna asked, go to Vrindavan. They asked the gopis, if they can be. They are my best friends. If they are Krishna, I am very much suffering from headache. So nobody prepared to go. As soon as gopis are approached, Krishna is sick. They want protection. Please. 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 Mm-hmm. Since they did not care that we are going to hell by offering our dust of feet on the head of Krishna, never mind, we shall go. Krishna will be sad in that form. Krishna will be happy. This is all. It doesn't matter, the whole world is going to hell, but he, Krishna is satisfied, the devotee is required to do that. That is form. Uttamāra. Anutullena Krishna anutullenam bhakti uttamāra. You'll find this bhakti uttamāra. Annyāvijāsitāsanna. Not to make business with Krishna. I shall be devotee of Krishna, provided my everything is all right and just. I shall not be sinful, I shall not do this, I shall not do my family will be kept nicely. All these conditions, as people go to Vrindavan, all the money distributed, and there are many persons, and sons and grandsons are all right, that he is sending 200 rupees per month, and all the 2 crores are be, that is for it. That is for it. That is not for Krishna. And simply for my eating, he sent me 200. There are many, you know. So, Krishna is also very, that the 2 crores of rupees you earn, so with hard labor, that is kept for your children. And you have come here with empty hands. And for your food, 200. So, Jesus, Bhavan, so, Santi, Tan, so, Taiva, Mayambo. No. The first principle is that one should be prepared to sacrifice everything for Krishna. Everything. It doesn't matter. My faith, my honor, my money, my prestige, doesn't care. Krishna must be satisfied. That's Arjuna. Arjuna didn't like to fight, to kill. On the other side, his brother, his grandfather. But when you understand, no, Krishna wants it. Ah, yes, Parishya Vachananta. That's all right. This is Krishna. No consideration for anything else. Simply to satisfy Krishna. Satisfy Krishna, Krishna is repentant, the same thing. That is bhakti. Annyāvijāsitāsannam jñāna karmādhanārpitam jñāna. Jnana, you should not be pinned by jnana. This is jnana. Oh, I'm going to speak lies, I'll go to hell. I'm going to kill my grandfather, I'll go to hell. This is called jnana, knowledge. But the definition is jnana karma anabhritam. It should be untouched by jnana and karma. Untouched. So, this is your annavilasitasannam jnana karmata. The gopis, they are not jnanis. They are ordinary village girls. What jnana they have? No jnana. No karma. They did not know what is karma. What is sacrifice. No, they did not know.
Sir,
I like to close.
What is the form of
close this door. So, we should be prepared to sacrifice everything without any consideration of jnana or karma, yoga. No. We have to see whether Krishna is satisfied. Sanusthitasya dharmasya samsiddhi paripoja. That is practice. Some should be people very officially satisfied. The people have no information on what is Krishna. And what to speak of satisfying. That who was speaking that Grila. And you are talking with Mr. Mata. Every man, so-called knowledge scholars, they have no, idea what is God, what is Krishna, and where to speak of satisfying. But bhakti means that he, a bhakta, is always ready to sacrifice everything to satisfy Krishna. But if one has no idea what is Krishna, then where is bhakti? But impersonalists, there cannot be any bhakti. Because they have no information of Krishna. They do not know what is Krishna. And bhakti means satisfaction of Krishna. If I know the person, if I know what is his nature, then I can know also how to satisfy. If you have no information of any person, then where is the question of satisfaction?
Lord particularly instructed Rupa Goswami on the science of Krishna.
So here the point is that Sanatana Goswami, the Vidhasis, he was so mad after meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he, whatever money he had in the bank card, and even it was sinful to bribe, he didn't care for it. He wanted, he didn't resign his service as minister. Therefore he was in prison. Now to get out of the prison house, he bribed, and he was so much ecstatic. This low. This is called low. Low means it's like we become very much greedy. Achieving some success or receiving something, sometimes. We become mad. That is equal. Low is common. To achieve Krishna consciousness perfectly. This ecstatic eagerness or greediness to serve Krishna, that is the only price to achieve success in devotion. That is the only price. Not money, not anything, not prestige, not good parentage, not duty, nothing. Simply this ecstatic, intense desire, how I shall get Krishna, then intense. That is the example of the gopis, intense desire. Satsang lullam eka mullam. Now, janvapoti, nalam pati, janvapoti, nisupati. This ecstatic desire, that this life I shall get. Recognition by Krishna, that I have sacrificed everything for Krishna. This is the one.
These teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada are narrated in our book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Later, Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada elaborated the teachings of the Lord with profound knowledge of revealed scriptures and authoritative references from various Vedic literatures. Srila Srinivasa Acharya describes in his prayers to the six Goswamis that they were all highly learned scholars, not only in Sanskrit, but also in foreign languages such as Persian and Arabian. They very scrutinizingly studied all
the... And English language was compulsory during the British rule, during Mahavira's rule. At least all big officers, there are many Hindu big officers, they had to learn Arabian and Persian language. So these Goswamis, because they are ministers, they are learned, highly learned scholars in Arabic and Persian language.
They very scrutinizingly studied all the Vedic literatures in order to establish the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the authorized principles of Vedic knowledge. The present Krishna consciousness movement is also based on the authority of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. We are therefore generally known as Rupanugas, or followers in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. It is only for our guidance.
Rupanuga Bharaya. Rupanuga. Followers of Rupa Goswami. We, Gauri Vaishnava, we follow the instruction. The Narottam Das Thakur said in his song, Rupa Raghu Nakha Pade Hai Veya Kuchi Pape Hama Bhujama Se Jugala Piriti. Jugala Piriti, the conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. It is not to be understood by a third class man. It is not possible. If one thinks Krishna is ordinary human being, Radharani is ordinary God, then it is not possible. One has to understand Krishna and Radharani through the bhakti literature of the Goswami. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Rupa Raghu Nakha Pade Hai Veya Kuchi. Eagerness. When I shall try to understand Jugala Piriti, the conjugal love of Radha Krishna through the literature of Rupa Raghuna. Rupa Raghuna means there are six Goswami, begins from Rupa Goswami, ends with Raghuna. Sri Rupa Sanatana Bhakta Raghuna, Sri Jiva Gopala Bhakta Das Raghuna. There are two Raghuna, one Bhakta Raghuna and Das Raghuna. So, Narottam Das has to say, Rupa Raghu Nakha Pade Hai Veya Kuchi Kabe Hama Bhujama. So to understand Radha Krishna and their love affairs, one has to understand through the literature given by Rupa Krishna. They got the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Vedas.
It is only for our guidance that Srila Rupa Goswami prepared his book in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is now presented in the form of the Nectar of Devotion. Persons engaged in the Krishna consciousness movement may take advantage of this great literature and be very solidly situated in Krishna consciousness. Bhakti means devotional service. Every service has some attractive feature which drives the servitor progressively on and on. Every one of us within this material world...
Without some attractive feature, nobody is interested. Just like we are talking here about Krishna Bhakti, but people in general, they are not very much attracted to Krishna. So, they do not care to talk. But there must be some attractive feature. Otherwise, so different people have got different attractive features. Therefore, Krishna says, Manushanam sahasya sukhasi jato visiddhaya, jato tamam visiddhyanam prati mahasvajipa. This attraction for Krishna can be developed in the association of devotees. Satam prasanna. Automatically, nobody is attracted for Krishna. The whole world is like that. That the Krishna consciousness movement means to give these people a chance to associate with devotees and thus become attracted to Krishna. That is the plan. Maya saptamana pratam yogam jinman madasam. Maya saptam. To become attracted by Krishna. Krishna means attracted. Krishna. Aparasat. Krishna means attracted. It's like magnetic stone attracts it. Naturally, the iron. But the iron, if it is rusty, it cannot attract. It cannot attract. Similarly, Krishna is attracting. And we are part and parcel of Krishna. We are also attracted by Krishna. But because we are now covered by the Maya rust, we are not attracted. This Maya rust has to be polished, then we'll get it. Otherwise, Krishna is attract. Krishna means attract.
Every one of us within this world is perpetually engaged in some sort of service, and the impetus for such service is the pleasure we derive from it.
Yes, we cannot walk unless we derive some pleasure. Just like the in the Amravan, the dramatic part person, you are killing an animal and you are attracted by killing this. The butcher I've seen in Calcutta was passing through. One hotel man was cutting the throat of the chicken, and the chicken was, after being cut the throat, it was jumping like happy. And he was laughing. He was taking pleasure. It was for me so horrible, but he was taking pleasure. The upright chicken is jumping. And his son was crying. And he was asked, why you are crying? Why you are crying? So it is the question of different qualities. One is attracted and one is finds the detracted. One.
Driven by affection for his wife and children, a family man works day and night. A philanthropist works in the same way for love of the greater family, and a nationalist for the cause of his country and countrymen. That force which drives the philanthropist, the householder, and the nationalist is called rasa, or in
private... That attractive life is called rasa. Mellow. Taste.
Or a kind of mellow or relationship whose taste is very sweet. Bhakti rasa is a mellow different from the ordinary rasa enjoyed by mundane workers. Mundane workers labor very hard, day and night, in order to relish a certain kind of rasa, which is understood as sense gratification. The relish or taste of the mundane rasa does not long endure, and therefore mundane workers are always apt to change their position of enjoyment. A businessman is not satisfied by working the whole week. Therefore, wanting a change for the weekend, he goes to a place where he tries to forget his business activities. Then, after the weekend is spent in forgetfulness, he again changes his position and resumes his actual business activities. Material engagement means accepting a particular status for some time and then changing it. This position of changing back and forth is technically known as bhova tyaga, which means that...
Bhova tyaga. Bhova and tyaga.
Which means a position of alternating sense enjoyment and renunciation.
Yes, their position is sense enjoyment. If by bhoga they are not satisfied, then tyaga, brahma sattva jagat mithya, give them. Again, by tyaga, when he does not find any sense pleasure, then again comes back. All right, come to Sotavitari, open hospital, open the school. Well, why you are coming again? You have given it up. Tyaga. Brahma sattva jagat mithya. Why you are coming to mithya again? To open the school. That is going. Sometimes, this is Brahma sattva jagat mithya. Everything is mithya. Brahma is sattva, on Brahma. But when they cannot get Brahma, cannot realize Brahma, then again come to the bhoga. Bhoga, sangeeta. Bhoga, tyaga. Bhoga, tyaga. Bhoga, tyaga. You know, the pendulum. What stop? Pak, 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 pak. Bhoga, tyaga. Bhoga, tyaga. So, Krishna says, sarva-dharma arpati. You have to give up this bhoga, dharma and tyaga. Sarva-dharma arpati. You are now engaged in two kinds of dharma. Somebody, kurmi, they are bhogadharmi. They want to enjoy. And tagi, they want to renounce this bhoga. So, both of these will not help you. Bhogatyam. Then what? Seva. You have to take the dharma of seva. That is what? Krishna seva. For Krishna, you can accept anything. That is, it may appear bhoga, just like Prahlad Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj, they are kings, very opulent kings, Dhruva Maharaj. So still, they are great devotees, not only ordinary devotees, Mahārāja. So this Bhogavatam has no meaning. It has no benefit. One has to become devotee, either in the bhoga field or in the tarot field. It doesn't matter. Bhogatyaga is not required. Required service. The service, it may be on the platform of bhoga or service. Service is required. Krishna service. Krishna has to be satisfied. Either in the bhoga platform or tarot. The devotee is not concerned with bhoga tarot. Devotee is concerned with Krishna service. There is an example, we asked this question, Bhogavatara, to our Guru Maharaj. So, what is the difference? It's like, Rupa Goswami, he left everything for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's service. He left lucrative service, minister, post, and everything. He did travel. And Ramananda Rai, he was governor, grihastha, and living very luxuriously. His bhoga platform. The both of them were devotees of Lord Chaitanya. So what is the difference? This question was put. So our Guru Maharaj replied, just like a woman, according to our Vedic system, when the husband is out of home, the woman is not supposed to dress herself very nicely. Prosita bhuttika. It is called prosita bhuttika. The system was the woman should dress herself in such a way that people can understand what is her position. Whether she is unmarried, whether she is married, whether she is widow, whether her husband is away, whether he is a prostitute, everything. When he is dressed, one should understand. I say she is a widow, or she has got her husband. Her husband is now away from home. Or she is a prostitute. She is not married. It is there. Because she is not to be asked. Simply by the dress, one can understand. So, the prosita bhaktika, she does not dress herself, she lies down on the floor, does not change her clothes very nicely, does not dress the kupum, the hair, prosita bhaktika. And the same woman, when the husband is at home, she takes twice bath and dresses herself, applies oil and very nice dress, ornament, and so many things women know how to decorate themselves. But there is no difference. Her not dressing herself nicely and dressing herself nicely, it may be considered that bhog and pyar, but either of these positions is for centering husband. Centering husband. Therefore, bhogavatara is no consideration. If for Krishna I have to give up everything, I will give up. And if Krishna I have to accept everything, I will accept. This is the point. Not the position of bhogavatara, but service. If by giving up everything, I can serve Krishna well, I shall give everything. And if by accepting everything, I can serve Krishna very nicely, then I accept everything. That is the point. Anukulyana, because we have to see whether Krishna wants it. Krishna wants it. Krishna wants, that you become victorious in this battle thing and kill all of them. Yes, I shall do it. Very serious, no? If Krishna would have asked me, what is this fighting? He give up. Come with me, go to the forest. Arjuna would have done that. So, our policy is not bhogavata. Our policy is satisfaction of Krishna. That is pure bhakti. Pannavilasitasannam jnana-karma-dhanamritam anukulena krishnanasuranam bhakti-yuttama sarvapadhi-vinimuktam tatparatena-nirmalam rishikena-rishikesa-sevanam bhakti-yuttama. That's all. Thank you.